我们今天的继续思想，上个礼拜所讲的真正的敬虔的问题。
This evening we'll continue to meditate upon what we talked about last week, true religiosity.
我们大家一同来看雅各书第一章。
Let us turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章，我们读十九二十节。
We will read verses 19 and 20.
那我先读这个雅各书第一章，我先读第二十六节，你们读第二十七节。
Verse 26, 27, sorry.
若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，凡欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。二十七节一同来读，在上帝我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。我们读经就到这个地方。上个礼拜我们思想到谁是属于神的人。
Last week we talked about people that belong to God.
谁是敬虔的人。
And people who are truly religious.
一个人的敬虔从怎样的角度可以看出来。
How do we know if a person is godly?
我们怎么样可以自以为自己是一个敬虔的人。
How do we consider ourselves as godly?
从消极的方面，圣经告诉我们。
Passively, the Bible says.
若有人自以为敬虔。
If a person considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself. And his religion is worthless. So this is a very clear judgment.
一个人信主，一个人爱主，不是凭着他讲什么来显明出来。
We do not judge whether a person loves the Lord by what he says.
也不是他自己以为他到了什么地步就是什么地步。
Or based on what he thinks himself.
这表示了我们自己的主观，我们自己的评定是不可靠的。
This tells us that our subjective judgment is not trustworthy.
敬虔是不是用外表表现出来？
Is godliness showed from the exterior?
敬虔是不是用现象看出来呢？
Or can it be seen by the phenomena?
不是的。
No.
250年以前，
250 years ago,
法国大革命里面有一句话语。
In the French Revolution, there's a quotation.
许多的罪恶是在牧师袍的后面。
It says that many sins are hidden under the cloak of the pastor.
许多的罪恶是在宗教的礼仪的背后行出来的。
And many sins are behind religious rituals.
所以他们恨那些教会的领袖。
So they hated church leaders.
恨到一个地步。
They hated them so much.
世界要有和平啊。
That they say if there were the peace in the world.
要把最后一个教士的肠拉出来，去绞死最后一个教皇。和平才会领导世界。
What you need to do is to take the intestine of the last priest to hang the last pope.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这些人用敬虔的外表来欺骗别人。
With religious outlook, they deceive others.
教会高层里面充满黑暗，那些不道德的事情。
And there are lots of corruption and decadence at the highest peak of the church.
但这些不道德的人穿上最圣洁的袍子的时候。
But when these hypocrites wear the most holy robes.
别人一个敬虔的宗教的这个仪式。一个很道貌岸然的感觉。
They give us a feeling that these are very religious people.
那么这些人以为我有了这些宗教知识，我就是敬虔了。
And they believe that because they have this religious knowledge, they are religious.
其实许多的基督徒也无形之中掉在这个坑里面了。
Indirectly, many Christians feel the same way today.
就像保罗说，他们自己衡量自己。
The apostle Paul says that they judge themselves.
他们用别人衡量自己。
They use others to measure themselves.
自己与自己比较，自己与别人比较，都是两个错误的这个估价的方法。
Whether you measure against yourself or against others, both are wrong.
这个在心理学里面也提到这样的事情。
Psychology also mentioned this.
当我们自己想自己对的时候，就越想越对。
When we think of ourselves as right, the more we think, the more right we become.
香港人听你讲的话，太过以自己为中心了，你自己难了。
And the Hong Kong people always like to say that, well, you are saying what you think.
你自己想的啦。
This is something that you thought of.
自己越想越对的时候，就把自己当成是真理的权威嘛。
And many a times in the end, you think you belong to the truth.
那种没有涵养的人，我已经讲过了，你还不听吗？他 因为他的是真理，人家都要听他的。
And then we will say, I've already said this. Why aren't you listening to me?
你跟一个人谈话不到十分钟，你知道他做人的原则是什么，他的灵性的程度，他的道德的修养到底到哪里去？
Sometimes within 10 minutes of a conversation, you can tell whether this person is civilized or spiritual.
世界最可怕的，自以为是对。自以为自己就是真理，用自己的一切来衡量别人。
The most frightening thing in the world is when a person is self-righteous and thinks he's always right.
所以以自己来衡量自己的人。
A person that measures himself based on his own measurement.
脱离不了自己的限制。
Will not escape from the constraint of the self.
以自己衡量别人的人。
But when we measure others by ourselves.
或者以别人衡量自己的人。
Or use other standard to measure ourselves.
脱离不了人本的限制。
We will not escape from the man-centered measurement.
这两个方法都是错误。
Both methods are wrong.
那么真正应当有的态度是什么呢？
The correct attitude.
若有人夸口，要只做主夸口。
Will be that if we are to boast, we must boast in the Lord.
若有人自以为他是一个敬虔的人。
If a person considers himself religious.
若有一位自己知道什么。
If he thinks he knows something.
按照他该所知道的，他还是不知道。
Based on what he should have known, he still doesn't know enough.
这是基督教的一个知识论。
This is the knowledge of Christianity.
Christian epistemology.
A Christian epistemology.
这是基督教的自知论。
This is how Christians know themselves.
要用什么办法来真正和标准的看自己到什么地方呢？
What sort of method should you use to measure yourself?
你要到神的面前来。
You need to come before God.
用神的眼光怎么看你来看。造神看你的自己是怎样的。
And look upon yourself with how God would have looked on you.
当你用神的标准来看你自己的时候。
When you measure yourself based on the standards of God.
你就知道你自己所已经达到的，原是那样的肤浅，还是那样的有一段很大的距离。
You will certainly recognize that what you are is shallow and there's a long journey to go.
所以当你到神面前的时候，你就讲一句很普通人不同的话。
When you come before God, you will say something that's quite uncommon.
多数的人只活在人的面前。
Most of us live before men.
人家对你讲某某人怎么样，你说他算什么？
So some people come and tell you about other people. You say, well, he's nothing.
他算什么？
He is nothing.
当你说他算什么的，表示他还不如你，所以他算什么？
In other words, you are something.
那么你比他算更高了。
That means you're better than him.
所以当你到神面前的时候，你才会讲人算什么。
But before God, you will say, man is nothing.
人算什么？有时讲我算什么。
And then you will say, I am nothing.
所以当一个人灵性低的时候，他算什么？他算什么？他算什么？当他看到上帝的时候，人算什么？又从神的光照里面看，我算什么
？With the enlightenment of God, we will see that indeed we are nothing.
那这些阶段的改变
，But in this progression，
就是我们灵性的长进。
Our spirituality will grow.
谁告诉我们，我们是最高的权威，可以随便评定别人
？Who has told us that we are the highest authority that we may judge others？
我告诉你，最穷的人中间有许多比你更高贵的地方。你不要随便评论。
Among the poorest among us, there will be people who are more worthy than you are.
我们的评定常常受外表所影响。
Our judgment are often influenced by external factors.
社会阶层的高低所影响。
By social classes.
好像所有有钱人都是没有问题的。
As if all rich people are people without problems.
好像所有的穷人都会偷东西一样。
Or all poor people will steal.
好像自己穿了一件树林的衣服就。比别人更高一点。
That we are better than others when we appear more spiritual.
这些的圣经就告诉我们，从口讲话的严谨性来看一个人的敬虔。
This verse tells us that we can judge religiosity by the way we control our speech.
人若自以为敬虔
，If a person considers himself religious,
却不勒住自己的舌头
，but cannot keep a rein on his tongue,
自己欺骗自己
，he deceives himself.
因为当他每次讲多多话语的时候
，because when he speaks a lot,
许多是在遮盖自己的毛病。
Many a times he covers his own problems.
许多理由讲出来的时候
，when he tries to reason,
都是来佐证自己是没有错误的。
Many a times is to prove that he's right.
当他越多讲的时候，就越遮盖自己。
The more he speaks, the more he conceals.
越多讲的时候，就越自圆其说。
The more he speaks, the more he justifies himself.
越多讲的时候，越归罪于人。
The more he speaks, the more he blames others.
一个不勒住舌头的人
，a person who is not careful.
不是一个敬虔的人。
Surely he's not a religious person.
一个敬虔的人，当应当可以讲话的时候，他会勒住不讲话。
A religious person would control his tongue and not speak sometimes.
因为他怕讲错了。
He is afraid he will say the wrong thing.
他讲的时候太过夸耀自己。
He is afraid that he will boast of himself.
讲的时候太过袒护自己。
Or he will defend himself too much.
所以讲不 说话的人要特别勒住自己的舌头。
A person that's very talkative needs to control his tongue.
当你多讲话的时候
，When you speak more，
就显出你愚昧的时候
，It may show your ignorance.
法国人有一句话说，除非一个人不开口，一开口就自我介绍。
The French says that a person should not speak because once he opens his mouth, he's doing a self-introduction.
无论你开口讲的是论自己或者论别人，都在介绍你自己怎么样评定自己、评定别人。
Whether you're talking about yourself or others, every time you speak, people know about you.
而且中国人说言多必失。
The Chinese says that if you speak a lot, there will be a mistake somewhere.
教育学里面有一句话，一个老师 ，the more you talk, the less you influence.
老师，如果你讲的更多的话，你的影响力就更低。
我有小的时候看到我一个老师很奇怪的。
When I was young, there was a very strange teacher.
看见学生一大堆吵的，安静，安静，不敢讲话，安静。结果最吵闹的就是他。
He keep telling people to keep quiet, but the teacher is the most noisy.
他用自己不能静的声音来叫别人要安静。
Because he himself cannot keep quiet, he commands others to keep quiet.
所以他一讲话，人家也不听他的话。
So when he commands, people do not want to listen.
越讲话越失去他的权威。
The more he speaks, the less powerful he is.
那个时候我才20岁。
I was 20 years old.
他已经差不多60岁了。
He was in his 60s.
那我想我做老师做了40年，又变成那样，我才不要。
I thought if I'm a teacher for so many years and become like that, that's not what I want.
我就自己对自己的怎样变成一个有权威、有说服力、有使人敬畏这个学校跟读书时间的严肃性的这一种老师的力量。
And I tell myself that I got to be a teacher with authority, with persuasive power that people will respect education.
后来我想出一个办法。
And I thought of a way.
我要站在一个众人每一个人都可以看清楚的位置上。
I must stand at a place where everyone can see me.
然后我要用眼睛代替我的口讲话。
And I will speak with my eyes.
所以我站在一个地方，我说大家安静。
I will speak in a place and say, everybody keep quiet.
以后呢，这个大家不但包括他们，也包括我就安静了。
And you will include me and I will keep quiet.
但是他们一看你讲安静，他们就看着你。
When they look at you quiet, they will stare at you.
那我如果站在一个大家看不见的地方，他就没有办法看见我眼目中间的这个权威了。
But if I stand at a place where they cannot see me, they will not be able to observe my eyes.
所以我讲大家安静。
So when I say keep quiet,
我就注意自己站的地方是不是大家都看得清楚。
First, I will ask myself, can they see me?
然后第三，我就用我的眼目扫射全班的学生。
And then I will stare at all of them.
用为师之尊严来影响他们。
I will influence them with the authority of a teacher.
这个时候呢，此时无声胜有声。
At that time, it's better to be silent.
大家就安静下来。
And they will be silent.
当有几个人还在讲话的时候
，If there are those who still speaks，
我不会说听见了没有？叫你安静，为什么讲话？我不用这样的口气。
I will not shout at them and say keep quiet.
或者还有人，还有声音。
I will just simply say there are still people talking.
他一讲的时候，很多人就看后面。
And then everybody will look backwards.
我的眼光就变成几十个代替我的人看着他们。
Because I'm looking at the direction, everybody will look there too.
那些人就盼望不是他们，盼望也有别人讲话，所以给分散大家的眼光看住是。
And those people will be afraid. They know that everybody is looking at them.
后来他发现，原来只有他们讲话，他们就马上就静下来。
And they will keep quiet.
所以后来我用这样的办法控制会场。几万人对我来说很简单。
With this method, I can control tens of thousands of people.
有一些时候
，sometimes
你讲越多话的时候，就是你失去尊严、你失去影响力的时候。
The more you speak, the more you lose your power.
当你越少讲话，产生更深的一层的影响力的时候，正是你的尊严得到应当被尊重的一个时候。
The less you speak, sometimes the more you will be honored.
今天教会也是如此。
This is the case for the church today.
将来讲太多没有用的话。
The pulpit has many messages that are useless.
听众没有得到造就。
And the congregation is not helped.
会有讲太多的话。
The members speak too much.
所以呢，传言比传福音更快。
And so gossips go faster than the gospel.
我们传福音的时候。
When we preach the gospel.
我们讲不正经的话，比讲真正严肃的上帝的道更多。
Very often we talk nonsense than the word of God.
所以我们还以为我们已经很热心侍奉上帝。
And we think we are very fervent serving God.
结果呢，我们根本是一个不敬虔的人，是自己欺骗自己，多言多语而常有错误的人。
But in the end, we make lots of mistakes because we speak too much.
我年轻的时候，我很爱音乐，这到现在还是很爱音乐。
Since I was young, I have loved music.
所以我除了我自己要用的很节省的零用钱。 那么除了奉献的钱、零用钱、需要用的帮助别人的钱，我大部分的钱去买书跟买应用的东西。
The leftover money I have after giving to the church and my expenses, I will buy books and music.
20岁的时候
，When I was 20 years old,
我有了600张的唱片。
I already have 600 LPs.
当时那个时候不是 LP， 是这个。是 SP short player，、
oh, short player，
是这个三分钟就唱完的那个东西。
It's a three-minute kind of thing。
长一点的就五分钟。
Or five minutes。
所以你要听贝多芬 symphony 啊，一个 symphony 要好几篇才听完。
So you got to listen to many pieces for one symphony。
公司要选择哪一段要结束，使得不会破坏整个音乐的这个进程。
And the music company has to select when to have a break。
那我一套以利亚。
For Elijah，
弥赛亚，都是18片、20片那么多的。
18 to 20 pieces。
那个时候的唱针呢？
The needle back then。
钢针。
Is made of steel。
所以这些钢针呢，就转了3片、5片有就断了，是唱的声音就不一样，提琴变成 cello。
After a while, you become blunt and the sound will change。
所以怎么办呢
？What to do then？
我又换。
I will change。
换了。
Change。
那为了节省钱，就不太多换。结果要节省真的钱变成浪费唱片，因为它越来越粗的时候就把唱片刮坏了。
In order to save on needles, sometimes you will spoil the plates because it will scratch it.
刮坏了怎么办呢？
Then what would you do?
那个声音就在原来的圈一直抖了。
It will go round and round.
哒哩叮哒哩叮哒哩叮噔哒哩噔哒哩叮哒哩叮噔哒哩哒哩叮哒哩叮噔哒哩叮哒哩哒哩叮噔，就这样，你明白我在讲什么了？
Like a broken record.
他说我就很讨厌那个唱片的。
And I will hit the record.
我试着给他换一个新的针。
And I will change the needle.
哒哩叮，哎，可以走了，哎，感谢主了。
I will be very thankful if you skip.
有一些唱片不能用了。
But then some are damaged.
丢掉了。
And I throw it away.
因为唱来唱去。唱那一句
，Because in the end he keep repeating the same song。
怎么受得了？哒哩哩哒哩哩哒，哒哩啦哒哩哩哒哩哩哒，哒哩啦哒哩啦哩哒哩，一天到晚唱那一句。
Day and night is the same thing。
所以怎么办呢
？What do you do？
只能把它丢掉了。
You can only throw it away。
后来我发现很多人所讲的话就像那种唱片。
In the end, I realized many Christians are like
that. 从早到晚。
From the morning to the night, they say the same thing.
礼拜一到礼拜天讲那几句。
Monday to Sunday, the same thing.
从正月一号到12月30号讲那几句。
The first of January to the end of the year, same thing.
你听了不讨厌才奇怪。
So really, it is quite annoying.
你可以听那种唱片听一年，我给你忍耐大王的招牌。
Surely you will get sick of the whole thing.
你在跟这些人住在一起是很麻烦的。
It's very difficult to live with such people.
每天讲同样的东西。
They will always repeat the same story.
他没有新鲜的东西。
There's nothing new.
没有启发性的东西。
Nothing inspirational.
没有造就性的东西。
Nothing that constructive.
有很多做母亲的失败，因为他的孩子天天听他讲同样的话，听了10年20年就变成浪子。然后他说浪子啊回家，浪子说好在我没有回家。
Many mothers do the same thing, and that's why they fail sometimes.
我年轻的时候
，When I was young,
我看见一些传道人，我很佩服。
But I was respectful to some preachers; they could preach properly.
再注意的时候，哎，他讲来讲就是那几篇道理啊。
But later I realized they always say the same few sermons.
我就慢慢想，为什么这些人不预备讲章的
？And I asked myself, why do they not prepare?
去年来布道讲这些。
Last year, rarely they speak the same thing.
今年来布道又讲那些。
This year, the same thing.
会不会他就是这几篇讲章走遍世界这个五大洲七大洋
？Could it be that with a few sermons they can travel the world?
原来的这些人真是讲来讲去没有脱离那些话语。
But it is indeed true that there are people who preach this way.
我慢慢的看厌烦了这些人。
And I got sick of them.
我就自己对主说。
And I said to the Lord.
主啊，给我直到年老的时候。
Oh Lord, grant me that when I'm old, I will still have fresh sermons, abundance offerings, inspirational offerings, continual offerings, that we will receive abundant teachings from the Word of God. When indeed you are able to offer a fresh message all the time, with the correct understanding, irresponsible speech, a constructive value, you then will not be afraid of speaking a lot. Because although you keep speaking, it is still under control. There are words that are guided. These are words that are spoken in constraint. May the Lord help us all.
我们与人谈话的时候,
that when we speak to others,
不要用言多取胜,
do not try to win by speaking a lot.
不要包容会话,
or to accommodate a conversation.
不要垄断会话,
or to block the conversation.
Do not
cut off the
monopolize the conversation.
Monopolize the conversation.
当你把整个讲话的时间都垄断的时候, 你是笨人。
You are actually quite foolish if you monopolize any conversation.
我有一个同学，他很爱买书。
I have a classmate that likes to buy books.
但是他买的都不看。
But he would not read them.
我问他为什么。
I ask him why not.
他说你以为我不爱看书吗？
He said, you think I don't like to read the books?
我说我没有这样说，我是说你买的你都不看。
I said, well, you have bought the books and not read them.
后来他回答一句话很好。
He gave a good answer.
他说这些书我买了。
He said, after I bought these books,
以后我都可以看的。
In future, I will read them.
但是现在我不看。
But not now.
因为现在我还在学院里面还有两年，我先看学院图书馆的书。
But now I will read the books from the library first.
因为以后我毕业了，我才看这些书。
When I graduate, I will go to these books.
我毕业了有可能被派到很远的外岛去，我到图书馆看书已经不可能。我现在先看这些，以后再看那些。
And because after I graduate, I may be sent to an island somewhere.
我看这个人真是很聪明。
So I thought him as intelligent.
趁着机会，哪一个先，哪一个后，都讲清楚了。
He has the correct priority in life.
其实我们应当也是如此。
We should be the same.
我们讲话的时候。
When we speak.
哪一些要讲？
What should we say first? What should we not say? What should be left for the future? Many a times we spoil things by speaking too early. Sometimes you spoil relationship by speaking too early. It is difficult to put a rein on your tongue.But a person who can do that is wise. This is the way it is when we speak to others.
如果你发现对方是很有东西讲的，你不要多讲，让他一直讲，一直讲，你就趁机会一直吸收，好像我的同学先看图书馆的书一样的。
If you realize the other person has a lot to contribute, you should listen and absorb.
但是有些人不是这样的。
But this is not the case for some.
他有机会跟智慧人在一起。
When they have the opportunity to be with the wise,
智慧人讲一句，他怕那个人看他不起，他就讲两句，表示我也有。
When the wise speak a sentence, they will always answer by two sentences to show that they are wise too.
所有的时间给自己垄断的话语都把它占完了。
In the end, they themselves monopolize the conversation.
等他回去的时候，对方的智慧没有一句可以被他吸收的。
In the end, they have not absorbed a single sentence of wisdom.
你看到了没有？
Can you see this?
那些自以为很会讲，一直讲话，一直讲话的人，一定失去机会受教。
And those who think of themselves articulate and keep speaking would not be taught.
你知道不知道？有一些人，你跟他在一起的时间很少。如果好好听他一两句智慧的话，可能你一生一世受用无穷。
Some people who are wise, you do not get to spend too much time with them, and but a sentence from them can help you for your whole life.
你懂得。只懂得垄断时间，垄断绘画，表示自己的才干，结果你失去了很多的机会，但你没有自觉。
But you may not know that you have lost a lot of opportunity because you keep speaking.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
给我们做一个有智慧，懂得控制时间，懂得勒住舌头，懂得选择应当怎样讲话的人。
That we will be a wise person who can control our tongue and control our speech carefully.
特别今天人是如此。
Especially for the religious.
当场辩论成功胜利不是荣耀。
It is not glorious to win a debate.
玛利亚听耶稣讲那句话。
When Mary heard Jesus,
她说你不知道你的父母很辛苦来找你吗？
She said to Jesus, do you not know that your parents have been searching high and low for you?
耶稣岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
Jesus said, do you not know that I have to have in mind the things of my father?
这是耶稣第一次解答问题。
This is the first question and answer session for Christ.
用问题解答问题。
He used a question to answer a question.
玛利亚又说，不要多讲，我们已经找你找了几天了，你还要辩论。
Did Mary rebuke him? No.
很多人太急用权威。
Many people like to use their power.
很多人自以为有理，讲出来就可以对，叫对方克服。
They want to win others by argument.
但是玛利亚不。
Not the case for Mary.
圣经说玛利亚就把这句话放在心里。
The Bible says Mary heard this and put it in her heart.
反复思想。
And thought about it.
因为她不是一个爱辩论的人。
Because she was not a person who liked to debate.
她是一个爱勒住舌头的人。
She was a person that controlled her tongue.
就是注意听对方讲什么。
And she observed what the other person spoke.
我父的思维呢？
I have in my mind the things of my father.
我的父是天上那位，不是这个约瑟。
My father is not this Joseph.
这样提醒玛利亚，我与耶稣基督关系不过是借胎生他，而不是与约瑟结合生出来的一个孩子。
It reminded Mary that Jesus was not just a biological child.
这样的是玛利亚有机会从伟人父母的这种平常的人伦关系，升到一个道成肉身奥秘的神学思想。
That she could break through from this idea of a common parentage to God incarnate.
许多时候我们听到的答案跟我们观念不一样的时候。
Sometimes when the answer is not based on what we think, immediately you want to
debate. 我有我的理，我难道输给你？
Because I will not lose you.
你能讲，我也能讲。
I can debate.
我马上变给你看。
Let me show you.
这是很笨的人的办法。
This is a foolish method.
许多时候你想一想。
Sometimes think about it.
为什么他那么做？
Why did he do this?
为什么他那么讲？
Why did he say this?
为什么他那么选择？
Why did he choose this way?
更深一层的理由，我现在不明白。
Maybe there's a meaning that I do not understand.
所以，住舌头。
So control your tongue.
不多讲话。
And not speak too much.
你会学到很多金钱的功课。
And you will learn many spiritual lessons.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
今天对这句话有更深一层的认识。
That we will have a deeper meaning of this verse.
我相信，我再讲这一节，再讲五次，我会从五个不同的角度再给你们看更深、更深的意义。
If I am able to speak on this for five more times, I will show you five different angles.
那么这方面不过是消极的。
These are the passive portion.
就是一个金钱的人，消极方面他要勒住舌头。
Passively, a godly person controls his tongue.
不要自己欺骗自己。
That we will not deceive ourselves.
不要只有虚假的金钱的外表。
And have a fake religious outlook.
那么积极的一方面是什么呢？
But from the more active portion,
还要学习照顾别人。
He will learn to take care of others.
学习关心别人。
To be of concern of others.
学习爱别人。
To love others.
因为金钱不是自私。
Because to be godly, you are not selfish.
金钱一定包含舍己。
It will include self-sacrifice.
一个人不能从自己的限制跟捆绑出来，没有办法做一个真正自由的丰富人生。
It is not possible to lead an abundant life if we are not able to break through from our own life.
我每一个礼拜六对我的执事、对我的传道人有一个钟头叫做 master class 的训练。
Every Saturday I have an hour with my deacons and my church leader, a master class.
这个是好几年的事情。
This has been going on for years.
这些东西归纳起来成为全世界没有人听到的，就是 my talk to my student and my coworker.
And this can be summarized as my speech and teaching.
那我有一次跟他们提到怎样做一个真正有效的帮助人的人。
Once I was telling them how we can be an effective helper.
怎样帮助别人呢？
How would we help others?
总言之只有一句话。
Only one sentence in general principle.
You should obtain.The abundant life before you try to be helper for others.
你自己必须要有丰富的人生，你才能够帮别人。
你没有丰富的生命。
If you don't have an abundant life,
你绝对没有办法去帮助别人。
It's not possible to help others.
帮助别人不是方法的问题。
So it's not just a question of methods.
帮助别人不是这个动机的问题。
It is not just a question of motivation.
帮助别人不是程度的问题。
Or a question of degree.
帮助别人也不是一个技巧的问题。
Or a question of skills.
帮助别人是你的丰盛的程度到什么地步的一个问题。
It is a question whether you have an abundant life before you can help others.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们如果要做一个真正敬虔的人，
if we truly want to be religious,
真正敬虔的人一定从舍己的这一个基础建立起来。
It will be built on the foundation of self-sacrifice.
是一个舍己的人要从他的自私的捆绑脱离出来。
And this person who is self-sacrificing will come out of his own selfishness.
你离开你的自私。
When you leave your selfishness.
离开以自己为中心。
When you leave self-centeredness.
愿你过一个舍弃自己的生活的时候。
And you're willing to live a life that gives of yourself.
你的丰盛才可能达到分享的程度。
Then your abundance will reach a state where you can share.
我岂可做一个人，你们都要满足我，你们都要照我的意思，你们都要顺从我，因为我感到这样才对。我们怎么可以这样做人呢？
How can we be a person that always demand of others?
君子求诸己，小人求诸人。
A gentleman will seek demand of himself, but a despicable person will demand of others.
A gentleman demand himself more than demand from others. 如果你一天到晚只要人，要这样，要那样，你要听我的话，照我的意思，你是一个永远没有办法帮助人的人。
If you keep demanding of others, you cannot be a person who is of help.
你自己对自己的，我应当这样，我应当这样，我还缺乏这些，我还不够。 那你就可以成为一个帮助别人的人。
But if you always tell yourself that I need this, I need that, I'm still insufficient, you will be able to help others.
我们的主所讲的话是绝对没有错误的。
The words of our Lord are absolutely true.
谁可以做基督徒呢？
Who would be the Christian?
那你说，参加西道班毕业就可以做基督徒了。
You say, well, if I finish the baptismal class, I will be a Christian.
你说，肯奉献就可以做基督徒了。
Or if I'm willing to give my money, I can be a Christian.
圣经没有讲啊。
The Bible doesn't say that.
圣经讲什么呢？
What did the Bible say?
你若不舍己，你就不配跟从我。
If you do not deny yourself, you are not worthy to follow me.
你不是脱离罪恶。
Not that you just get out of sin.
你脱离你的自己。
You must get off of yourself.
自己的捆绑，自己为中心的时候出来。这个自由使你可以成为耶稣基督的门徒。
This freedom where you break out from yourself will allow you to become disciple of Christ.
宗教都从行为去看罪恶。
Religions have always judged sin by exterior action.
只有基督教从以自己为中心去看什么叫做罪恶。
Only Christianity considers sin as self-centeredness.
罪的真正基督是以自己为中心来反抗神的自己。
The true foundation of sin is when we become self-centered and we oppose God.
所以一个人要过敬虔的生活。
If we want to live a religious life,
要勒住自己的舌头。
He must constrain your tongue.
放松自己丰盛生命的分享。
And also share an abundant life.
一方面限制自己的舌头。
On the one hand, we constrain our speech.
一方面慷慨使自己丰盛释放出去。
On the other hand, we release in generous spirit our abundance.
这才达到真正的境界。
Then we are truly godly.
所以积极的一方面，今天的圣经讲什么呢？
Actively, the Bible tells us.
有人自以为敬虔。
If a person considers himself religious,
要勒住自己的舌头。
He must control his tongue.
不要再自己欺骗自己。
And not deceive himself.
不要做一个虚假的人。
And not be a hypocrite.
他要真正清洁的敬虔。
He must have true purity.
就是要照顾。在患难中间的孤儿寡妇
and take care of orphans and widows in their distress
这里从这个自己以自己为中心的捆绑释放出来分享丰盛的生命才是真正的敬虔
here we see a person being released from the self into a sharing of life
所以那清洁无为的敬虔
a pure and faultless religiosity
什么意思呢
what does it mean
敬虔要从圣洁的动机开始
It must start from a pure motive.
基督教的伦理是一个动机的伦理。
The Christian ethics is an ethics of motive.
当世界的法律说你杀人是犯罪的时候
，When the laws of the world says that murder is sin，
圣经说你恨人的就是杀人。
The Bible says when you hate others, it's like murder.
世界的法律说你跟人睡觉犯奸淫的时候是犯罪的时候。
When the laws of the world says that when you actually have sex with someone, you commit adultery.
圣经说你看见一个妇女动了淫念，你就是已在犯奸淫。
The Bible says that the lustful thought is like adultery.
所以基督教的伦理不是行为的伦理。
The ethics of Christianity is not about actions.
基督教的伦理是动机的伦理。
But about motives.
你的人是看外貌，上帝是看内心。
Because men look at the exterior, but God searches the heart.
所以你心灵的深处有违背神旨意的动机的时候，神说你犯罪了。
So if deep in your heart there is a motive that is against God, God said you have sinned.
我们在地上做人只有一次。
We have but one life.
失败是一次，成功是一次。
We may fail once and succeed once.
有钱是一次，贫穷是一次。
We may be rich once, poor once.
耶稣说，人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Jesus Christ said, life is not dependent on wealth.
我们可以延伸出来。
And we extend the torch.
人的生命也不在乎日子长短。
Our life is not dependent on its length.
我们再延伸出来。
And we extend the torch further.
人的生命不在乎别人的评论。
Our life is not dependent on what others think of us.
别人对我们的毁。对我们的语都不能代表我们真正灵性的实质跟程度。
Whether they despise us or praise us, it does not represent true spirituality.
在我们的神面前，我们有自己的价值观的范畴。
But before God, we have our own value system.
我做人要怎么做
？How should we live our life?
我做人的价值在哪里
？Where is the value of my life?
我要做一个怎样的人
？What sort of person should I be?
一个原则就是纯洁的动机。
The first principle is to have pure motives.
圣洁的心智在上帝面前。
A pure attitude before God.
上帝面前真正清洁无为的敬虔是怎样的敬虔？
What sort of pure and faultless spirituality is this?
内心的深处真真实实做人。
From deep in your heart, you are honest about your life.
清清洁洁做人。
Living a pure and holy life.
堂堂正正做人。
living an upright life.
没有别的动机。
There are no other motives.
这是很不容易的事情。
This is very difficult.
如果我今天站在这里，
if standing here today,
我的讲道，
my preaching,
我对你们的教训，
the teaching,
有别的动机的话，
if I have other motives,
那不但上帝会咒诅，
not only will God curse me,
你们属灵的人也会看得出来。
Those of you who are spiritual will be able to sense it.
一个侍奉的人，
a person who serves the Lord,
无论他程度高低，
whether he does it in a deep manner, or whether he teaches in a profound manner,
不是最重要的。
These are not most important.
最重要的是纯正的动机跟纯正的真理的教导。
The most important is the pure motive and the teaching of the pure truth.
如果讲道的人从内心最清洁的动机讲出来，每一句话，深也好，浅也好，都是很宝贵的。
When a preacher preaches from a pure motive, no matter how profound or simple the preaching is, they are all precious.
如果他讲的话是实实在在的属于神的话语，神深也好，浅也好，都是我们应当尊重的。
And certainly, when he preaches the word of God in the pure manner, whether it's profound or shallow, we should respect
him. 无论他的方法如何，
no matter what methods he uses,
无论他们的经验多少，
whether he's very experienced,
无论他的智力高低，
or whether he is very intelligent,
最要紧他是纯正的讲。
The most important thing is he must be pure.
心是纯正。
That his heart is pure.
动机是纯正。
The motive is pure.
思想是纯正。
The thoughts are pure.
讲出来的话是合乎纯正道理的规模的。
That words that have been preached is pure according to the truth of God.
这样，
in this way,
没有一个人可以因为主这个幼稚园的课本是很浅的，你就看不起他。
Not a single person would look down on a kindergarten teacher because it's a very shallow teaching.
你也不可以因为一般所写的书是很深的，你就特别尊重他。
Or respect the books by a cult because it seems to be profound.
因为最浅的幼稚园的各课本是每一个最大的天才从开始学的时候都要尊重的。
Because a kindergarten book may be shallow, but even the greatest genius would have learned of it.
那些最深的词句写出来的一般的书，虽然是适合很高知识人读的，但是根本是教导人错误的，是大家应当摒弃、应当轻看。
But a book by a heretic may be very profound, but ought to be despised by the rest of us.
我相信我不必再解释，你们都明白我要讲什么了。
I know you know what I'm trying to say.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们的敬虔。
Our religiosity
要从纯正的动机开始。
Must start from a pure motive.
我的心要敬虔。
My heart wants to be spiritual.
我是真正诚实要敬虔。
I want to do it honestly.
我是没有别的动机要敬虔。
I do not have other motives.
我是没有私心来过属灵的生活。
I want to live a spiritual life without selfishness.
保罗说，有人做传道是为了他的肚腹。
The Apostle Paul says some people preach because of the stomach.
有的人是为了要发财。
Some people for wealth.
有的人是要名故意。
Some people for fame.
有的人是为了使自己被尊重。
Some people for honor.
耶稣说，那要求人而来的荣耀，这个人不是真的。
Jesus Christ said, if a person wants glory from others, he is not true.
耶稣说，只有等候神给他的荣耀，这个人才是真的。
Only when a person looks for the glory that comes from God, he is true indeed.
荣耀可以从神来。
Glory can come from God.
荣耀可以从撒旦来。
It can also come from Satan.
荣耀可以从人来。
Or from human beings.
荣耀可以从自己用各种办法去把它抓来抢来。
Or something that you can get by your own methods.
那些不求自己荣耀的人，那人是真的。
A person who does not seek glory for himself is truthful.
今天我们做基督徒真的吗？
Is it true that we are Christians?
我们爱主。真的吗？
Is it true that we love the Lord?
我们侍奉主，真的吗？
Is it true that we are serving Him?
我们探访人，我们的心真的吗？
When we visit others, we doing it in pure motive?
我们传福音，我们的动机真的吗？
When we preach the gospel, are we pure in motive?
我们做见证讲道，参加唱诗班，真的吗？
When we have testimony, join the choir, are we pure in heart?
我很注意这个事情。
I take note of this.
因为我曾经犯过这样的错误。
Because I have made these mistakes before.
16岁的时候，我的声音很好，比现在更好。
When I was 16, I have a much better voice.
我在诗班里面没有学过音乐，我唱高音，大家都很喜欢我的声音。
In the choir, everybody loved my voice.
我16岁去唱 Franz Joseph Haydn, Die Jahreszeiten.
When I was 16, I sang works by Haydn.
Four Seasons.
The Four Seasons.
很美的诗歌。
All these profound
hymns. 每一首都是可以成为这个古典时代声乐最高峰的美丽的旋律的代表。
Every one of them are classical pieces that are of great value.
这里是个太美了。
These are beautiful hymns.
我是把里面一个女高音的曲子的旋律唱给你听，你就知道多美了。
I can demonstrate it now.
好不好啊？美得不得了。
Beautiful here.
那我16岁就参加诗班，就唱这些诗歌。
When I was 16 in the choir, I sang these songs.
我唱的时候我很欣赏。
And I love the songs.
欣赏这音乐这么美。
I love the beauty of the music.
欣赏我也可以唱。
I love the fact that I can sing it.
我的动机不大对的。
But my motive was not too correct.
那个时候我一面赞美主，一面有别的动机。
Now, on the one hand, I praise the Lord. On the other hand, I have other motives.
当我口里唱 Hallelujah, Hallelujah, 我的心唱的不是。
Although I sing Hallelujah in my mouth, my heart also sing the same thing.
弟兄姐妹，我很会唱歌。
I was trying to tell people that I can really sing.
那的口这样唱，心唱别的吗？
The heart was singing other things.
人家称赞我，我很高兴。
So I was glad that people would praise me.
自己看看镜子，一表人才。
Hey, look at the mirror. I was very handsome.
歌声又好。
Good voice.
这么年轻又爱这么深的音乐，又唱得不错。
And so young, I could sing such profound music.
沾沾自喜。
And I thought, great.
常常夺取上帝的荣耀。
And took away the glory from God.
这是侍奉吗？
Is this worship? No.
这荣耀上帝吗？
Is this glorifying God? No.
这是服侍自己，是抢夺上帝的荣耀。
This is when we serve ourselves and take glory from God.
今天教会越多这样的人侍奉。
In the church, the more such people exist,
教会就越多纷争的可能。
The more division there will be.
接着教会里面越多这样热心的人。
The more such people exist in fervency.
越多世俗的样子。
The more secular things we will do in church.
教会里面越多这样的人侍奉。
The more people like that serve in church.
越多虚假的敬虔。
The more hypocrisy will occur in church.
后来我奉献做传道了。
And when I give up my life to the Lord,
我感到这个不对了。
I felt this is wrong.
我要很严肃地问自己，我今天为谁讲道？ And, 我今天为什么唱歌？我今天为什么探访？
And I have to ask myself solemnly, why do I preach? Why do I sing? Why do I visit?
我慢慢纠正自己。
And I slowly corrected my motive.
我变成一个真真实实、纯正动机侍奉荣耀上帝的。
That I will be a person that serve God and glorify Him with a pure motive.
有纯正的动机，力量就大得不得了。
When you have a pure motive, you are very powerful indeed.
应当讲的我敢讲出来。
And I dare to preach words.
应当责备的我责备出来。
And I dare to rebuke.
神的能力就与我同在。
And the power of God is with me.
真正纯洁的敬虔。
Pure motive and purity in service.
发出来的侍奉的力量是大得不得了。
Would produce great power in ministry.
我二十一岁就开布道大会。
When I was 21, I had gospel rallies.
礼拜堂不但坐满。
Not only was the church filled.
很多人挤在门口不能进来。
Many people were outside and there were no seats.
要是我才二十一岁呀。
I was only 21.
我讲完道以后。
After I preach.
人家跟我握手。
People come and shake my hand.
老人家跟我讲话的时候。
When the old people spoke to me.
上帝兴起你来，是这几十年我没有看过的。
The old person said, the Lord has raised a person that I've never seen for decades.
自从宋博士离开世界到现在这一二十年，我没有听过人讲到像你这么有能力。
And the old person said, since John Sung, I have not heard another person as powerful as you.
我心里说，我口里说不敢当，不敢当，心里说感谢主。
In, although I say, well, not so. In my heart, I say, thanks be to the Lord.
原来我被列入宋博士那个等级里面了。
Wow, that I'm equated with Dr. John Sung.
我才二十一岁啊。
I was only 21.
他是博士，我什么事都不是。
He was a PhD and had nothing.
这是我怎么可以跟宋博士连在一起
？How can you link me with Dr. John Sung?
而且这几十年很少看到这样的人。
And the old person said,
特别像你这么年轻。
Never seen anybody as powerful as you.
高兴得不得了。
I was overjoyed.
我口里不敢当，不敢当，心里面吃 ice cream。我告诉你。
Although in my mouth I said no, not so, but I was overjoyed.
那一天晚上。
That very evening.
跪下祷告的时候。
When I knelt down to pray.
上帝的灵严格的责备我。
The spirit of God rebuked me.
我不要再用你的。
That I will not be used again.
因为你暗中偷了我的荣耀。
Because you have taken away my glory.
我吓死了。
I was petrified.
我一揪到这个问题的严重性的时候
，When I realized how severe this is，
我就祷告认罪，求主赦免。
I repented and asked for forgiveness from the Lord.
我说主啊，我已经放下一切要被你用，你再不用，我还有什么用呢
？I said to the Lord, I've given up all things for you. If you will not use me, what will I do?
世界上最可怜的人，把一切都撇下，跟随主，然后被主撇下。那是世界最可怜的。
The most sad thing in the world is to give up everything for the Lord and be given up by the Lord.
我要奋力抓住你。
I say, Oh Lord, I want to grab hold of you.
一定要用我。
Please, you must use me.
我从今以后轻看别人的称赞。
I will look down on the praises of others from now on.
我不把人对我的称赞放在心。
I will not bear in mind the praises.
我等有一天在审判台前领受你给我的奖赏。
I only wait for one day the rewards that come before your throne of judgment.
别人称赞我就当作一边不睬他了。
And so when people praise me, I will just listen.
后来有这种试探再来的时候。
But when such temptation will come again,
每次聚会最好的时候，我一定唱《荣耀归主名》做结束。
And I always end by singing glory to the name of the Lord.
而且你们没有注意，我大聚会《荣耀归主名》，我常常唱三次，不是唱一次。
I always sing it three times.
我说再唱。
I will say sing again.
再唱。
Sing again.
因为第一次我内心应该归给圣父，第二次我归给圣子，第三次归给圣灵，我才结束那个聚会。
I will end because I will give glory to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
这是个人的挣扎，个人的征战，个人的经历。
It's a personal struggle, personal battle, personal experience.
弟兄姊妹，我们的侍奉是真心的吗？
Is it true that we are serving with a pure attitude?
我们爱主的动机是纯洁的吗？
When we say we love the Lord, are we pure in heart?
我们不要随便说话。
Let us not speak in any way we want.
我们不要用智慧的、巧妙的言语自圆其说，遮盖我里面有没有虚假。
Let us not cover up our deceits with clever words.
有了这纯正的动机以后，
After having a pure motive,
然后你的侍奉需要注意一件很重要的事情。
You need to take note of a very important thing in ministry.
你有个向下舍己的心志。
That your heart should be willing to go downwards in self-sacrificially.
向上利己的心志。
But upward, you ought to establish yourself.
什么叫做向上？什么叫做向下？
What does it mean to go up and to go down?
我们每个人盼望侍奉都进步，对不对？
All of us want to improve in our ministry.
我们盼望侍奉有更好的前途，对不对？
We want to do better.
所以愿意向上，向上，这个叫做向上的侍奉心志。
We want to keep going upwards, keep becoming better.
很多教会的牧师普通是平常是做一个传道，后来慢慢升级到最后变成会都的时候，就是他灵性最差的时候。
But many church pastors, they start out as a common pastor, but finally they become bishop. And when they become bishop, it's always when the spirituality is the worst.
为什么人不要上进呢？
But why do we not want to be better?
人都要上进呢？
All of us want to be better.
所以好好做传道。
So we become a good preacher.
后来变成牧师。
And become a pastor minister.
后来变成教区长。
And then a supervisor.
后来变成会都。
A bishop.
就慢慢上去，就表示我进步啊。
It means that we have improved.
一面侍奉，一面只求上进。
And as we serve, we try to be promoted.
上进有两种。
There are two ways to be promoted.
一种是灵性供应生命丰盛的上进。
The first one is when your spirituality, when your the providence you can give to others improves.
世界而来，人为的、世界的、社会的、现象的、地位的上进。
The second one is promotion by social status that comes from the
world. 没
有错啊。It seems right.
如果人看见你灵性好，选你做会都没有错。
It is right that you are selected as a bishop with good spirituality.
不一定做会都一定要灵性不好才能做会都，或者做会都灵性就自然会不好，不一定。
I'm not saying that all bishops have poor spiritualities.
你可能是像保罗一样，成为一个最著名的传道人，还是看自己比众使徒最小的还小。有这样的灵性是可能的。
It is possible that a person be like Paul who says that I'm smallest among the apostles.
追求上进有什么错呢？
It seems nothing wrong with this.
To be promoted is nothing wrong.
追求上进是不是对的？
被人承认，被人提拔，越上越高攀，没有错的。
It seems right to be recognized.
但是这里讲的敬虔是什么呢？
But religiosity here says
向下的心志
is that your heart must be toward downwards.
照顾比你更卑微的人。
A attitude that will take care of those who are more
比你更贫穷的人
poorer than you and to supply them.
用爱心去服侍那些社会所丢弃的人
With love you serve those that the society has abandoned.
在我们上帝面前真正无为的敬虔是照顾泛滥中间的孤儿寡妇
Before God our Father, pure and faultless religion is to take care of orphans and widows in their distress.
有些教会没有钱的人不可能做这事。
In some churches, the people who are poor can never be a deacon.
不是故意的。
It's not that they make this way.
是因为各样的办法，结果自然而然，只有有钱人可以做这事。
Sometimes by natural progression, only the rich becomes church leaders.
有一些神学院有经费困难，选董事一定选最有钱的人，不然没有办法做董事。
Some seminary will select members of their board from the rich only.
我很看不惯这些事情。
I always think of this as wrong.
有一次呢，我在神学院里面。
Once I was in a seminary,
我介绍一个比较穷的人，灵性很好的人做董事。
I introduced a person who was quite poor but with good spirituality as a board director.
不高兴这事情。
Many people were not happy.
我就知道我离开那个神学的时间到了。
And I knew that is the time to leave the seminary.
我里面有一个很强的方向感。
I have a very strong sense of direction in me.
是属灵的方向感。
A spiritual sense of direction.
不对的就是不对，对的就是对。
Things that are wrong are wrong. Things that are right are right.
不对的我不赞成，我会同情。
I have sympathy towards things that are wrong.
对的有毛病，我会勇敢讲。
And things that are right, if there's a problem, I will point it out.
所以我一定要诚诚实实做上帝的仆人。
I must be the servant of God with honesty.
从我年轻的时候。
Since I was young.
我是先学习怎样向下服侍。
I first learned how to serve those that are below, beneath me.
贫民区去分担当。
I went to the slums to spread the gospel.
我的医院中间神经病的部分去传福音。
I went to the hospital to preach to the mentally ill.
很多人不要去的，我试试看去做。
I tried to go to places that people do not want to go to.
与穷人打成一片。
To be among the poor.
照顾他们，关心他们。
To take care of them, to love them.
这样慢慢学习什么叫做爱。
I want to learn what love is.
爱不是爱慕。
Because love is not just admiration.
爱是牺牲。
Love is self-sacrificing.
爱不是要得着。
Love is not to gain.
爱是要放弃。
Love is to give.
爱不是要占有。
Love is not to take over.
爱是要分享。
But love is to share.
爱不是利己。
Love is not for the self.
爱是要舍己。
Love is to deny the self.
这是基督教所教导的真理。
These are the truth from Christianity.
很多人说我很爱很爱，我最爱螃蟹。你爱一次，螃蟹就死掉一次。
Many people say I love the crabs, but the more you love the crabs, the more they will die.
所以你的爱是杀死它，把自己吃掉，把它吃下来。
Your love will kill the crabs for your own self.
你爱是绑住它，使它没有自由。
Your love will constrain the other party that there will be no freedom.
你的爱是抓住别人来丰富自己，使自己利己，使自己所谓的长进。
The love will constrain others to benefit yourself.
那你说主啊，我这么爱，我这么属灵，我这么追求，还不好吗？
You say to the Lord, "Well, I love you so much. I really seek after you."
有一个人，他说他很追求，他要搬家住在我旁边，一天到晚跟我查经，我吓死了。我告诉你。
A person that says that he loves a lot so much that he will move to become my neighbor.
那么他说我追求不可以吗？
Then he said, "Well, I want to learn from you."
我就离开我的家，天天在你旁边，跟你一天到晚查经。你是这么属灵的，好不好？好，对你好，对我不好。
He wants to learn a lot from me, but it's not good for me.
所以我们很多的追求。
So many times when we see, we seek a lot. Many times we admire.
是利己的，不是舍己。
It's really for ourselves, not for others.
今天的真理告诉我们。
The Bible verse says today.
清洁无为的敬虔。
Pure and faultless religion.
要向下。
Is to go beneath you.
照顾在泛滥中间的孤儿寡妇。
To look after orphans and widows in the distress.
我十八岁的时候。
When I was 18.
刚刚奉献做传道一年。
After I became a preacher for a year.
一面在街头传福音。
As I was preaching on the street.
那时候还没有念神学。
I haven't gone to the seminary.
我已经在学校里面讲道。
But I already started preaching.
我讲了860多次才到神学院去读书。
I went to the seminary after preaching 800 over sermons.
除了教书养活自己。
Other than sustaining myself by teaching,
不再向爸妈妈要一块钱。
I did not ask for my mother money from my mother.
20%的钱拿去买单张。
I also spent 20% of my pay on tracts.
分发给许多人，劝他们信主。
To give away as gospel tracts.
有病人要我去祷告，我就去。
I will go and visit the sick.
又要自己爱音，又听音，又听到晚上两三点。
And then I will listen to music till 2 a.m.
又要预备功课，又要改卷，又要上课，又要教书，又要读书。
I got to teach, I got to learn and be a student at the same time.
我现在想起来，那几年怎么会活下去，也不知道为什么。
Now I think about it, I don't know how I made it.
那有一次我的学生爸爸病了，老师到我家去祷告。
Once my student tell me that my the father is sick, can you come and pray for him?
我去为他祷告的时候。
So I went to pray for him.
我才知道很不容易。
And I realized it was very difficult.
因为他呢已经痛到一个地步，见到人就打人。
He was so much in pain that he would hit anyone that comes near.
太痛了。
Too painful.
没有人可以打他，就打墙壁，打到手差不多烂掉。
He kept hitting the wall until his hand was hurt.
所有的止痛药已经到了极限，没有办法再止痛的时候。
Painkillers could not help him.
所以他越来越强，越来越强，结果他又不能死。
But he was not about to die.
他就用打。来发松他里面的痛苦。
So he had to hit something.
那这样的人，我去为他祷告，给他打回半死吗
If I were to pray for him, he would have hit me.
我去了。
I went.
我会不会说，那我们先保持三公尺？
Would I say that? Well, I keep
你在那边，我在这边，主与我们同在。
The Lord is between us.
因为神是没有距离的。
There is no gap between us and God.
但是他们知道我是他孩子的好的老师。
They knew that I was the teacher of the son.
到的时候他没有打我。
When I was there, he didn't hit me.
我就坐在旁边，一面想要快快跑。
As I sat beside him, I was a bit worried.
不能要有爱心对待这些人。
But in my heart, I said I must show my love.
那个时候我才18岁，有没有经验
？I was 18 and not experienced.
有一个愿意侍奉主的心。
But I have a heart that was willing to serve.
但是很困难发生事情怎么办
？But what would I do?
感谢主没有打我。
Thanks to be the Lord, he didn't hit me.
他非常信任我，而且那个时候他也没有动手。
He didn't do anything.
只是在要的物的时候要我为他祷告。
He just asked me to pray for him.
叫我为他祷告的时候。
When I pray for him.
叫我坐在他旁边。
He asked me to sit beside him.
所以我就没有距离坐在他旁边。
So I was in close proximity.
他就把我抱起来。
And he hugged me.
要我在抱中间代替他祷告。
He wanted me to pray for him in that way.
我才知道他这鼻子后面的 cancer 已经碰到脑神经，痛得不得了。那么哪边的流的血一块一块从鼻子流下来。
Then I know that he was bleeding from his nose because of the cancer.
当祷告到一半，这些血崩下来的时候
，In the midst of the prayer, the blood came forth.
臭到你不能担当。
It was very smelly.
我那个时候怎么办呢
？What did I do?
我说主啊，给我力量承担下去。
I say, Oh Lord, give me the strength to withstand this.
给我力量忍耐下去。
To just withstand it.
给我力量真心爱他。
Give me the strength to really love him.
这种照顾。这种爱是向下的，不是向上。
This sort of care and love is for those who are beneath us.
不是因为很可爱，所以我爱他。
We do not love because he is very lovable.
不是很伟大，所以我渴慕他。
We admire because he was great.
是人不要的。
These things that people do not want, discarded.
是社会轻看。
The society looked down.
是病痛很重的。
Sick people.
是臭的不得了。
People were smelly.
我要休息。
I must learn.
人都有限度的、啊。
But we are all limited.
我们的鼻子忍受臭的程度有限度的、啊、
We are finite as to how much smell we can take.
我们在这样的病的旁边，那个心里的不舒服有限度的。
And certainly it was uncomfortable.
我慢慢明白圣经。
But I surely understood the Bible.
如果你只爱那些可爱的人。
If you only love those who are lovable,
你与罪人有什么分别？
There is no difference between you and the pagans.
你能不能爱那些不可爱的？
Can you love those who are not lovable?
我18岁开始休息。
And I started to learn
休息这样的事情。
Slowly.
也是我教主的时候的时候。
Once I was teaching Sunday school,
我忽然看到左边。
Suddenly I looked left.
看到一个小孩子的脸，我吓死了，我永远不再看他了。
I saw a face that I could not forget.
他脸长黑色的瘤，差不多有3-4公分这样凸出来。
The child has a distorted face.
从嘴巴下面一直到眼睛的上面。
And there was a lump from the mouth to the eye.
你看的是不但是不顺眼的。
When you look at it, it is quite horrifying.
是使你根本要呕吐，没有办法看下去。
It may even cause you to throw up.
我一边讲故事，一边就不看那边。
As I tell the story to the children, I did not look there.
讲耶稣爱你，为我钉十字架，但是不看那边。
I keep talking about Jesus' love, but I would not look at the child anymore.
那天晚上我回去的时候。
That evening when I returned home.
那个圣灵说你爱他吗？
The voice in my heart asked me, "Do I really love him?"
你知道他里面有一个按照上帝的形象样式而被造的灵魂。
Do you know that he is a spirit also made in the image of God Almighty?
他是我的儿子耶稣为他死的一个对象。
The voice said that my son Jesus died for him.
我再一次祷告。
I prayed once again.
赦免我。
I say, Lord, forgive me.
给我休息，能爱那些不可爱的。
That I may learn to love those who are not lovable.
我再去那个主日学再教的时候。
When I went back to the Sunday school.
我到今天。
Till today.
已经40多年没有见过这个人。
I have not seen this person anymore.
我就很懊悔，为什么那时候我不能看他多一眼
？And I'm regretful that I did not look at the child once more.
我的爱还是有选择的。
And so there is a choice in my love.
大概1973年的时候。
In 1973.
我在巨港，就是你们这个圣安公司掉下去的那个地方，在那个城市布道。
I was preaching at Palembo in Indonesia.
Palembang
in Indonesia.
他们说，唐牧师，这里有一些麻风病的人被关在一个孤岛去，你要不要跟我们坐船到那边？传福音给他们。
And they asked me, Dr. Tong, we have some lepers who are living in an island. Would you go preach to them?
我要去。
I said, Well, I will go.
我的院长曾经对我说。
Because the dean of my seminary once said to me,
麻风病的人服侍上帝，上帝会特别照顾。
The Lord will take care of you when you serve among the lepers.
我的院长曾经在麻风病院服侍主一年半，没有中麻风菌。
My dean served in the leper's colony for 1.5 years without catching the disease.
所以我说我要去。
So I said, well, I want to go.
我再想起也很危险的。
Then I thought about it, it's quite dangerous, isn't it?
因为我在神学读书读到第二年的时候，有一个学生被赶回家。
And the second year of my seminary, a student was sent home.
因为发现他是麻风病的。
Because they discovered he was a leper.
后来很怕全校中他的传染到他的病。
They were afraid that it would spread.
所以呢，医生给他1-2千里的很贵的药，就请他回家。
The doctor gave him thousands of pills and asked him to go home.
我们送他到门口的时候，
when we sent him to the door,
我们流眼泪，一方面舍不得，因为跟我们感情很好，一方面很可怕，如果他回去比较平安。
On the one hand, we were weeping in sadness. On the other hand, we were kind of glad that he went.
现在有机会对麻风病的人讲道。
Now that I have a chance to preach to the lepers,
我说我去。
I said, I'll go.
我们坐一个小船，一直走，坐了差不多1个多钟头，就到那个岛上了。
We took a boat that traveled for an hour to the islands.
小岛不大。
A small island.
里面有个小礼拜堂。
A small church there.
可以大概坐200-300个人。
About 200 people can go there.
他们就说现在汤姆斯来了。
They say, Dr. Tong is here.
都出来，听到。
All the sick people come forward.
那些人出来了。
And they came.
他们进礼拜堂了。
They went to the church.
我看他们就从正门进去。
I saw them coming in from the door.
带领我的人说你不能从那边进去。
The person that took care of me said, don't go from there.
我愿意同进礼拜堂，我也讲道嘛。
I said, I'm the preacher.
他说这边的规矩，讲道的人从后门进来。
He said, "Here, the preacher came in from the back."
他们从大门进来。
So they came from the front.
我从后门进来。
The preacher came from the back.
站在台上的时候
，When you stand on the pulpit,
发现讲台跟下面有一片的墙，跟讲台一样高。
I realized that there is a wall that segregated the pulpit from the people.
把听众跟讲员隔开来。
That the people is separated from the preacher.
我讲到的时候
，When I preach,
我有很不舒服的感觉。
I was very uncomfortable.
圣经说这个分割的墙已经撤毁了，现在怎么还有呢？
The Bible says that the wall has been broken down.
我很不舒服。
So I was very uncomfortable.
我讲上帝爱你。
I said God loves you.
心里说但是还有一片墙。
In my heart I said but the wall is there.
耶稣为你死。
Jesus died for you.
心里说我不敢跟你在一起。
But I'm not there with you because there's a wall.
所以我很不平安。
I had no peace.
讲完道以后呢，
After I preach,
他们很受感动。
They were all moved.
后来我讲一句话。
And then I said,
我讲完道。
After I preach,
我要到前面去跟你们一同拍照。
I will go to the front and take pictures with
you. 哇，他们高兴得不得了。
They were very happy.
从来没有牧师从台上跳下这个墙到那边去跟他们拍照。
And there are no pastor that will jump over the wall.
这个牧师真的有道成肉身的精神吗？
And so this pastor is like God in the flesh.
我真的到前面跟他们拍照了。
And I went to the front to take pictures with
you. 那个带照相的，你去我不去啊。
The photographer said.Photographer said, "You go, not me." I said, "Go with me."
打成一片。
We be one.
有上帝爱到他们的中间去。
We go to them in the love of God.
后来拍照完了以后
，After the photo taking,
他们没有感觉到，从来没有感觉到有这么亲切的神的仆人跟他在一起。
They never felt the servant of God so close to them.
所以个个拍了照要跟我握手。
After that, they wanted to shake my hand.
哇，这些手指短短的。
Their hands are deformed.
有的流脓的。
Some had pus.
有麻风病的。
Some had leprosy.
你要不要握？
Would you?
你说感谢主，祝与你同在。
Thanks be to God.
把手放在后面，以后再见就好了。
Put your hand at the back.
我告诉你，那一天到今天，我没有去回去过。
I have never returned to that place.
有的人一定死在那边。
Some people would have died.
有的人永远不能回家。
Some people cannot return home.
我感谢主，我一个一个跟他们。
But thanks be God, I shook their hand one by one.
那是我学习一件事情。
I learned one thing.
什么叫做爱
？What love is all about?
什么叫做向下的服侍
？What is serving those who are lower than you?
什么叫做照顾在患难中间？
What does it mean to take care of widows and orphans?
在上帝面前真正的敬虔。
Faultless and pure religion.
照顾在患难中间的孤儿寡妇。
Is when we take care of widows and orphans in their distress, dear brothers and sisters.
做男人的不容易照顾寡妇。
It is difficult for a man to take care of a widow.
他的姐妹们。
But for sisters.
或者夫妻同心。
Or husband and wife.
去照顾安慰寡妇是应该的。
We should comfort and take care of the widows.
我们还照顾那在患难中间的孤儿。
And orphans in distress.
我是3岁没有父亲的人。
I'm a person that has no father when I was three.
我知道没有父亲跟我谈话的那种情形是什么。
I know what it feels like not to have a father to speak to me.
我知道一个人，特别是很聪明的人。
Especially for very intelligent people.
有没有父亲跟他交谈过
？Whether there's a father or not.
他到一个阶段的时候会反抗命运，反抗自然力。
Will create a situation where at a certain stage he will rebel against fate.
没有多少人跟他交通的时候。
And when there's not too many people that will speak to him,
他有很有自这个自力更生的力量。
He would have a self-independent strength.
很可能走错路。
Perhaps he will go the wrong way.
这些东西我们教会到底多少人了解？
How many people in the church would know these things?
很聪明的男人。
A very intelligent man.
常常还没有被人所关怀，已经被人妒忌了。
Very often are jealous by others before he's been kept by others.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这就是患难中间的孤儿寡妇。
Widows and orphans in distress.
有一些人去照顾他们。
We need some people to take care of them.
真正的金钱。
True religion.
顾念在患难中间的孤儿寡妇。
Will take care of widows and orphans in their distress.
但是呢
，However，
有很多人就借这个美名，一面作为慈善家，一面就掉在罪恶中间去了。
Many people do this for the fame and sin.
所以一些专门照顾寡妇的人，照顾到床上去了。
Many people take care of widows and then they have relationship with them.
所以这节圣经
，These Bible verses
赐下一个命令
，gives us a command.
你要保守自己不受世俗的沾染。
You must keep yourself from being polluted by the world.
你不要沾染世俗。
Do not be polluted by the world.
一面照顾穷人。
On the one hand, you take care of the poor.
一面要保守圣洁。
On the other hand, you remain pure yourself.
照顾寡妇。
You take care of the widows,
因为你不受世俗的沾染
but not be polluted by the world.
这就是圣经的话。
These are the words of God.
上帝的话太宝贵了。
The words of God are precious indeed.
圣经的话用很简短的几句把整个世界真正的病状讲出来。
The words of God can point out the problems of the world with a few sentences.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
你是敬虔的人吗？
Are you a religious person?
你是爱主的人吗？
Are you a person that loves the Lord?
这个世界对比你更低下的人有过什么贡献
？But what contributions have you had for those who are less able than you have?
你的选择向上向下的侍奉，为什么你常常选那些对你有益处的做你侍奉的一个机会
？When you have your ministry, why do you often have ministry and serve those people who are beneficial to you?
向下侍奉的时候
，When you serve to people, serve people who are beneath you，
为什么用同情代表爱心呢？
Why do you have sympathy rather than love?
同情不是爱，爱不是同情。
Sympathy is not the same as love.
所以呢，同情跟爱都需要有基本的爱的感情做出发点。
Both sympathy and love needs fundamental love.
同情常常还是自私的。
But very often sympathy is selfish.
因为他比我更可怜，我可以同情他，就在同情的时候表现我比他更优越的地位，这是我自夸的一个机会。
Very often when we sympathize with other people, we are boasting about ourselves.
如果我用同情侍奉那一个有 cancer 在病中的人，
If I had sympathy towards that brother who had cancer,
那我如果帮助那些穷人，我用同情的态度，
If I help these people out of sympathy,
我一定抓住鼻子，啊，拿去，可怜你，求主赐福给你，那是同情。
You have sympathy and say, may the Lord bless you, and then just go.
爱不是的。
But this is not the case for love.
接纳他的整个人。
You will accept the whole person.
接纳他的困难。
Accept the difficulties.
接纳他的失败。
Accept the failures.
接纳他可怕的地方。
Accept areas that are horrifying.
接纳他令人讨厌的地方。
Accept areas that you do not like.
那叫做爱。
This is what love is.
爱是长久忍耐。
And love is long-suffering and patient.
不要用同情代替爱。
Do not replace love with sympathy.
女孩子结婚的时候，不要因为同情她跪在你面前求你就嫁给他。
Do not marry a person just because you have sympathy. The guy is kneeling down and begging you.
同情不是爱情。
Sympathy is not love.
今天她弄到没有办法跪在你面前苦苦求你，才答应她。一结婚以后就开始报复你，我告诉你。
You may take revenge immediately if you get married because of sympathy.
因为同情不是爱情。
Sympathy is not love.
同情是高对低的一种感情。
Sympathy is an emotion from above to someone below.
爱是平等的感情。
But love is equating each other as peers.
高对低的感情。
When an emotion comes from high to low,
有自己优越感占上风的时候，
there is a sense of superiority.
拦住了真正的爱跟舍己。
It will block self-sacrificial love.
真正舍己的爱。
But a love that is truly self-sacrificial.
一方面放下自己优越的地位。
On the one hand, we put down our superior position.
一方面不以自己为中心而愿意舍弃自己。
On the other hand, we let go of the self.
一方面愿意以道成肉身的精神降卑到与他们同为无的地步，来把丰盛的生命分享给他。
And descend ourselves to the same level as those other people, like God incarnate.
这样的服事
，such ministry
是真正的好行为
，is true ministry，
真正信仰的表达。
A true expression of true faith.
有信心，没有行为是死的。
Faith without works is dead.
这是雅各书的主题。
This is the theme of the book of James.
有生命的改变，没有生活的表现是假的。
A transformed life without an expression is fake.
你若有悔改的心，
If you have a repentance,
你应当有悔改的果子。
There must be fruit of repentance.
果子把心智表现出来。
The fruit is a manifestation of what's in the heart.
你若有爱上帝的心，
If you say you love God,
你若有爱人的表现，
You must be expressing it in love for others.
不能爱所看得见的弟兄，怎能爱看不见的上帝？
If we cannot love those we can see, how can we say we love God whom we cannot see?
爱不是为了得着。
Love is not to possess.
爱不是为了占有。
It is not to get.
爱不是为了利己。
It's not for the self.
爱是舍己。
It's to give of the self.
是牺牲。
To sacrifice.
是降卑。
To go down.
是忘记自我。
To forget the self.
使别人从我的生命得着好处。
That others may benefit from my life.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
给我们做一个真心清洁敬虔的人。
That we will become a person whose spirituality is pure and real.
我们站起来祷告。
Let us stand up and pray.
十字架。